Chapter 6. At noon, the group met back at the Rocks for lunch.
"Please don't let it be eggs again," said Dean, as Professor Miller handed him his lunch bag.
"No," said Rashid with a smile. "Today it is Moroccan cheese and more hard bread."
Sounds tasty," Liz joked.
The group ate their lunch and talked about their dig. Liz had found a tiny skeleton, which was interesting. However, when Professor Miller looked closely at it, he said it was probably just a jerboa.
"What's a jerboa?" said Androv.
"It's like a small rat with large ears," said Professor Miller. "It can run very fast and has long back legs. It lives in deserts. I've never seen one here before because they are quite shy animals.
I've found lots of teeth and small bones, but nothing larger than that," said Dean.
"Keep digging and you never know what you'll find," said Rashid.
"Let's meet back here at 2 p.m. It is not so hot today," said Professor Miller. "We'll rest and start the journey back to the cars when the temperature falls. It will take a while to get there."
"Okay," Liz said.
The students returned to their excavation site to continue digging in the shade of the dunes. Ed walked further away from their site to start a new dig. He left Dean behind to collect the shark's teeth that they had found earlier. Half an hour later, Ed had dug a large hole in the sand. He could see something. Something interesting. It was the shape of a backbone. As he dug, he could see that the spine was in one piece. He continued to dig carefully. As he moved the sand, he could see the shape of a rib cage and some leg bones. He looked round to see a large pile of sand behind him. This creature was big. He was removing lots of sand to see it. Ed was excited, but wanted to be careful because he didn't want to damage the fossil.
"What are you doing?" Dean called out.
"I think I've found something," said Ed.
"More shark's teeth?" Dean joked.
"Oh no," said Ed. "Something much, much more than that."
Suddenly, Dean appeared next to Ed. He looked at the pile of sand and said,
"Where are you digging to? Australia?"
"I think I've found something big," said Ed.
Dean peered into the hole and could see the shape of a large skeleton. He could not see a head or tail, but the rest of the body was clear to see. He felt excited.
"Wow, what is it?" he asked.
"I'm not sure," said Ed. "I have an idea, but I want to dig some more."
"I'll go and get the professor," said Dean, getting up. "He needs to see this."
Dean ran back to where Professor Miller and Rashid were digging. Dean was excited, even though he hadn't discovered the skeleton himself. He found Rashid sitting on the sand, having a drink.
"Are you okay?" said Rashid. "You were running. Is something wrong?"
"Ed has found something. Something interesting. It's huge," said Dean. "He's digging it out right now. It's got a backbone and legs, and we don't know what it is."
"Okay, I'll come and take a look," said Rashid.
"That does sound interesting," said Professor Miller. "Let me know what you find."
Rashid followed Dean. Dean was hurrying as fast as he could through the sand to get back to Ed.
"Take your time," said Rashid. "It's hot out here, you know."
"It is, but you really need to see this," said Dean.
Rashid suddenly saw Ed's huge pile of sand. He could see Ed's legs poking out of the hole. He walked over to the hole to see what Ed had found. Dean was right. It was big,